Going to go to the phone line here. We have Burley County Commissioner Kathleen Jones on the line with us today. How are you doing, Kathleen?
Just wonderfully. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you joining us here today. I got a text about some eminent domain headline involving Burley County, and I know we have a similar issue here on the eastern side of the state with Richland County, so I thought I'd reach out to the county commissioners just if I do a little PSA and a little recap of what we're talking about and what's happening and just kind of go over that a little bit. So I appreciate you joining us, Kathleen Jones. Let's talk a little bit about what happened at the last meeting, if you wouldn't mind, the Burley County meeting, commission meeting.
Well, it was really quite simple. A gentleman from Richland County, whose name I do not recall at the time, at the moment, had a group of North Dakota landowners put together about a one-inch binder educating us about CO2. And the education was brief and to the point, and they were afraid because counties do have the right to use eminent domain. In Burley County, I believe the last time we used it was about probably 8-10 years ago, in constructing a roundabout because of traffic safety issues on Highway 10.
Mm-hmm.
We don't believe in using eminent domain widely. In fact, in my brief research, I found where the county had used it two times in 30 years, excuse me.
Are you kidding me? Bismarck is in Burley County.
Correct.
That's incredible. I would have thought it would have been at least 100.
Oh, no. Now you're getting your governments mixed up.
That's true.
City uses it often.
And then the state, sure.
And the state.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Particularly along, you know, state roads or federal roads.
Which is so funny to me because at the end of the day, the county is really one of the more powerful entities because they're kind of in charge of a lot of things.
Well, we are until it comes to the state and the federal government. At any rate, this pipeline was to cover CO2.
So can I back up for just a second here?
Sure,
because the phone crackled a little bit and I don't know if I wrote this down. A gentleman from Richland County, that's over here on the east side of the state, just south of Fargo.
Correct.
So he showed up to a Burley County meeting to educate everybody on CO2. Okay. Boy, this is getting interesting now. Okay. I didn't realize this was going to be such a juicy story.
Oh, it's going to get juicier as it goes on. The North Dakota Landowners Association met, I believe, about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Might have been a month. I did not attend that meeting. And there was quite a bit of education about CO2. Well, CO2 is extremely deadly. And there was an incident in Mississippi, I believe, 3 years ago. It is such a heavy gas that when it leaks, the vapors alone will not let a diesel or gasoline engine start because it's so heavy.
Really?
Needless to say, it kills. And they're talking about running a pipeline from someplace in Iowa all the way up to central North Dakota, which will go through Richland, go through several counties. I'm going to say that it's like 20, and I could be off on that number. So they put together about a 15-minute presentation because apparently there has been some talk about using eminent domain to put this pipeline on the ground.
Now, I can fill you in on that.
Okay.
So on the eastern side of the state, we just did an interview a week and a half ago with Josh Swanson. He's an attorney with Vogel Law, and he was the lead attorney on the Wilkinson versus the state land board for Lake Sakakawea rights. And what he had heard through his inner circles was that the pipeline company, I think it was Summit, came and, you know, gave an offer And to some people, they considered it a low ball. To others, they considered it fair. And I suppose Summit considered it more than fair. You know, an offer is relative. So an offer was made.
True.
But then the offer was rejected, and the response was eminent domain. So that was, they went right to, as Josh Swanson said, if you're going to be lobbing Molotov cocktails, you got to be ready for the North Dakota farmers to fight back. And so I think there's some stubbornness, but at the same time, what you're talking about is some legitimacy now too. So that's why I'm saying this has got triggers all over it.
Oh, it's going to be just a nightmare and a half by the time I'm done.
So, okay, so a group from Richland County, and they actually passed something, and I'm still trying to figure it out here, if they passed the recognition of not allowing eminent domain, or they just said no to the pipeline. I haven't got confirmation on that.
It's called a resolution. Burley County passed a resolution.
Okay. And Burley County
would not use eminent domain for this pipeline for CO2.
So my understanding is that Burley County passed a resolution not to use eminent domain, but said nothing correct. For or against this pipeline.
That's correct.
Okay, and I think that's really important. I think people probably might get that mixed up from time to time.
Well, Summit has contacted me. They contacted me, a couple weeks ago. And they wanted on the county commission, and I simply told them, call the auditor, get on the agenda. I told them when the meetings were coming in May, but get us some advance information so we can study up on just what CO2 really is. Now, the CDC estimates that approximately 400 people die from unintentional from CO2 exposure in the United States every year. That's how dangerous it is.
Well, I think that, you know, just the common sense and just some stuff we learn in elementary school can ask enough questions, really. You know, like if you're going to start putting, you know, storage underground, what happens if, you know, there's cracks or leaks in the land, if there's a leak in the pipeline? And these are legitimate questions because I think CO2 took out all the dinosaurs. I know that, you know, they have carbon monoxide detectors in homes now because just a slight increase can kill you in your sleep overnight. And so there's all kinds of realistic dangers when it comes to CO2. So I think this is a very legitimate conversation, and I'm glad that there are counties that are having it. It just seems like it's just such a quick, sudden burst. Did this shock you guys, or is this something that you
it
saw
did.
Coming?
It did.
Okay, it did shock you. Okay.
I had heard a little bit about it. We have another facility in Underwood, North Dakota, that was just purchased by a new oil company. Couldn't even tell you the name of it. And they have talked about putting CO2 in the rock bed. Now, I ask a bunch of questions at the county commission, such as, you know, what's going to happen to this CO2 100 years, 500 years, or 1,000 years from now? I still have not gotten a specific scientific answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
CO2 has been around quite a while, most of my lifetime. And you would think by now the scientific community could come out and say, okay, here is what's going to happen if that gas is liquefied at some point, what it's going to do to your bedrock. Now, North Dakota has great bedrock in spots, but it's still, what's going to happen if it leaks?
Here's my issue, I'm in the same camp as you, where I've actually asked, you know, the second grade question, and I've asked kind of a pretty intelligent question. And I haven't gotten satisfactory answers on both. And the second grade question is what happens if the earth opens up and burps?
Yeah.
Just, okay, what happens if we get a big gas burp? Okay. You know, there are earthquakes that do happen. And there are realistic things. So I don't feel like I should be shamed by anybody for asking that question.
No.
Secondly, the more scientific one, if we're going to start storing CO2 underground and start changing vast quantities and very large amounts of a gas like that, it can you know, get filtered through the earth. What's going to happen to the microorganisms? Will we get new vegetation? Because my understanding, plants eat CO2, humans eat oxygen, plants poop oxygen, humans poop CO2. So that's how I understand that works now. And poop, of course, is not. That's the second great answer again. Is there going to be new microbes? And we thought we knew everything, and then we understood there's a whole new ecosystem down on the ocean floor that lives off of volcanic sulfur ventilation. So we're discovering things all the time. That's what I'm saying. I can get really scientific and I haven't gotten a good answer, or I can do the stupid poop burp one and I don't get answers on that either. So
no, and that is my biggest concern. We're not getting answers. Give me some answers. Let me make an intelligent decision, and then you might be in the ball game. But as things stand right now, you're not even close to home plate.
So my concern, obviously, from the eminent domain side, if I'm a citizen, is that, one, they can use New London Kelo case, they can use for economic development. And number two, it's not a housing development, so they can't use that. Number three, they can use public health. So you can use a public health side of things, too. So there's two out of three off the top of my head that a developer, in conjunction with an official, with a government, can use eminent domain. What you guys are doing is saying we're clarifying how you're going to use eminent domain in our county. Is that right?
That is correct.
Can the city go around that? Can the state go around that? Can the feds go around that?
I can't give you a true answer to that.
Okay.
Because, number one, we do have federal and state regulations about eminent domain and utilities. Is CO2 a utility?
And then there's
I've talked to the PSC. I've talked to the Attorney General's office here in North Dakota. And everybody's kind of scratching their head. And I am told, although I have not had the time to dig into this, I am told that the legislature has gone ahead and approved a pipeline for CO2. So then you get into legies, because what is CO2? It's a gas. Is it a reusable gas? Nobody's giving me that answer yet. How long is it going to be stored before all these microbes start showing up next in my front lawn?
Honestly,
unanswered questions.
Can I ask a dumb question again, a second grade question?
Sure.
Well, how is this any different than a landfill?
Landfills.
No. I mean, I understand the difference, but I mean, at the end of the day, we're talking about a waste product that we need to put in a confined area. They just happen to ship the dirty diapers through tubes. That's all. Because it really is. It's a waste, right?
It is a waste, but the dirty tubes are breakable. The liners that we use, at least in our landfill, are extremely durable.
Okay.
And they do deteriorate over time. You're going to tell me a pipeline's going to deteriorate? I don't want it in my yard.
Could this be like a sewage comparison with a waste?
That'd be a pretty iffy scenario.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to figure out, because I understand both sides of it, but at the end of the day, I get where you're coming from, because that's the real question. That is the real question. Yeah. What is this? What is the CO2? How are we going to define this?
And you know, when somebody comes up with a decent explanation, I'll be more than happy to listen to them.
Oh, boy, I could just see.
Until then, no.
Can't you just see the sports shouters on the political talk shows blaming China and us having to clean it up? Oh, boy, I can just see it already starting.
Yep.
Well, let me ask you this, as I look at the clock, and I appreciate you really coming on and talking about this in a frank, candid way. What do you want your citizens to know? What do you want them to do? What should, you know, what? Take the opportunity and, you know, pulp it away.
I would like for all citizens to be extremely cautious and careful, even of easements. Money is tight right now, let's face fact, and everybody is looking for an extra buck if they can find it. I would not sign anything unless I had legal representation.
Kathleen Jones, Burley County Commissioner. Well, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you, and I'm wishing you well with your program.